The plan would make electronics manufacturers responsible for collecting e-waste. The amount they're required to collect would be based on the weight of all the electronics they sell in Wisconsin in a given year. If they recycle more than their share, they'll get credits they can sell to other businesses. But if they fall short, they'll pay fines. Rick Goss with the Washington-based Technology Industry Council says that's the more likely scenario under this plan, given the lofty benchmarks manufacturers are asked to hit. He told the state Senate panel that doesn't do anyone any good.
It doesn't increase the number of devices that are recycled. It doesn't increase the environmentally sound outcome. All it does is increase our costs. And as I said before, those increased costs go one with two ways. We have to cut jobs more than we've done already, or we increase the product price.
But supporters say that's sort of the point. Neil Peters Michaud runs the Madison-based electronics recycling business Cascade Asset Management. He says making manufacturers bear this cost will encourage them to produce products that are easier on the environment, and it will make sure people who buy electronics pay for their entire life cycle.
It really is important to recognize that consumers are going to be paying this cost when they purchase the electronics. It's embedded in the price of the new computers, and that's fair. It's much more fair than having a taxpayer fund programs.
Several states have electronics recycling laws on the books, but the one Wisconsin legislators are considering is based on Minnesota's, one of the toughest in the nation. That law encouraged a big jump in electronics recycling, but the industry says it cost manufacturers more than $9 million last year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.